In a 7-2 Supreme Court ruling today, SCOTUS effectively granted Bayer, used to be, you know, Monsanto, purchased by Bayer, absolute legal immunity for glyphosate. Now, this is not surprising, and the reasoning was that since the federal government doesn't believe there's a link between glyphosate and cancer, because, of course, the federal government has been infiltrated and captured by Bayer and lobbyists from the pesticide industry, therefore, no American has any right to sue under state law. So regardless of where you live in America, regardless of the state and the state legislation, you now have no right whatsoever in any court in America to sue Bayer over the cancer risk or the harms or other damages caused by glyphosate, herbicide, because the federal government says it's perfectly safe. So how's that for a piece of news for you today? Yeah, pretty sickening, isn't it? It just shows that when industry can capture government, then government betrays the very people that it's supposed to represent. So we suspected this was coming because, of course, the Trump administration, which has become extremely toxic to America, the same administration that supports genocide, that actually provides the bombs and the fuel that bomb women and children and doctors in, you know, Gaza and Lebanon and other, and Iran as well, that same administration also wants to poison and kill the American people. That is not a surprise, and that's what you need to understand here today. This is all about depopulation. And effectively, what the Supreme Court is saying is that if you are dumb enough to use glyphosate, in their opinion, you deserve to die. That's what the Supreme Court said today. Now, the good news in this is you don't have to use glyphosate. The government isn't forcing you to buy it and use it. The bad news is it's all in your food, you know? So the farmers are using it. They're spraying it on wheat crops. Wheat's not even a GMO crop, and yet it's heavily contaminated with glyphosate. They're spraying it on oats. Oats are heavily contaminated with glyphosate. We see it in our lab. It's a common contaminant in lentils as well. It's unbelievable. So you think about all these crops that aren't even GMO, but farmers are using glyphosate to dry them in the field. They're using glyphosate as a desiccant. Unbelievable. And then you eat the desiccant. You know how if you get a little desiccant pack in a, you know, like a protein canister or something, and that desiccant says, do not eat on it? Well, the Supreme Court just changed that to do eat. You have to eat because it's in all the crops. That is the non-organic crops. There's a little bit of it in organic crops too, by the way, from time to time, but mostly it's just in conventional crops. This is why we test for glyphosate in our lab, by the way, across all of our products. We don't tolerate glyphosate. Now, if you think about the history of that molecule and the research that went into it, it all traces back to Nazi scientists and, you know, VX nerve gas and organophosphate chemical weapons. That's what grandfathered the research into glyphosate, which is an organophosphonate molecule that still has, you know, the same phosphorus core as the organophosphate nerve gas chemicals, which have also been used to derive other types of pesticides and things like that. But basically, this is a simplification, but I'm saying it's like VX nerve gas for plants. And it also causes cancer, and that's been very clear. It's listed by other agencies, not the United States government, but other agencies around the world, as a probable carcinogen, for example. I think the IARC lists it as such. And the evidence in the court cases is undeniable. This is why Bayer still says it's going to pay billions of dollars in settlements to users of glyphosate who say that the glyphosate that they use cause cancer, specifically non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer. And again, the evidence is overwhelming. So here we have a federal government that lies to the world, because that's all the government ever does, they lie all the time, that then approves the safety of a product that is harmful and dangerous, that is killing Americans, and then deprives you of your 14th Amendment right and other due process rights to sue in court over a product that is clearly faulty and dangerous and toxic. And the Trump administration supports this. The DOJ supports it. I mean, it's sickening, right? So the Trump administration, again, is a toxic administration pushing toxic chemicals to kill more Americans. And who are they going to end up killing? The people who are uninformed. You know, not you or I, because we're smart enough to avoid glyphosate. But the people who will be destroyed by this are those who, you know, who watch Fox News or CNN or NPR or whatever. They have no idea what's going on. And they think it's safe because it's sold at the local hardware store and it's approved by the EPA. And, you know, and the courts have ruled you can't sue. So it must be safe, they say. And then, you know, they mix it up in a spray and they pour a bunch on their hand accidentally. Glyphosate goes right through your skin, by the way. It's a very tiny molecule. It just penetrates lots of things. We've seen this in the lab. It goes right in, and then it's in your bloodstream, and then, boom, guess what? You have a lot of harm. And now there's nothing you can do about it. So what are your options? Well, number one, I hope you realize you're living in a country that is ruled by the corporations. And, of course, globalists as well. So the corporations are mostly in the business of death and disease and debt. So it's the war companies, you know, it's the weapons manufacturers and then the chemical weapons manufacturers, which are the pesticide and herbicide companies that then dominate agriculture. So if you're eating any food in a common grocery store, number one, if it's not organic, you're just committing slow suicide, period. Secondly, if you're buying food or buying supplements that aren't tested for glyphosate, then it's a minefield. You don't know. It's Russian roulette. You know, spin the chamber and, you know, pull the trigger and hope it goes click instead of bang, because that's what you're doing. We test everything for glyphosate at our store, or nearly everything. I mean, we don't test, you know, salt for glyphosate, but any agricultural product we test for glyphosate using our triple quad mass spec instrumentation in our ISO accredited laboratory that lots of people have now seen. I've given tours of the lab to some of our guests recently, and they've been blown away. So we test for glyphosate. We reject raw materials that have high glyphosate, and we also test for heavy metals, lead, arsenic, cadmium, mercury, and we're testing for other metals, including nickel, for example, or copper or whatever. So if you want ultra-clean foods and superfoods, nutritional supplements, personal care products that do not have glyphosate and that have been tested for all these other things, including dioxins, by the way, that's a new test that we do for all of the animal-derived products, then shop with us, healthrangerstore.com. We do the testing so that you don't get the cancer. We do the testing so that you aren't harmed. We reject raw materials that are contaminated. And we only use ultra-clean, lab-tested materials to make our products that are formulated in an expert way to avoid all garbage like GMOs, or to avoid synthetic fragrances, obviously, because, you know, I hate synthetic fragrance. And, you know, we don't use artificial colors, fillers, garbage, none of that stuff. You want the cleanest, purest food, maybe to help you heal from glyphosate exposure? Well, shop with us, healthrangerstore.com. And for those things that you can't find at our store, because we don't sell everything and we're not a grocery store, you need to buy organic. And you need to also drink a lot of clean water, get natural sunlight exposure so that you sweat. Make sure you're eliminating, again, drink water so you're urinating on a regular basis. Just live a clean lifestyle. Choose organic in every way that you can. And that will protect you a lot. But watch out. You know, even if I go out and eat at a restaurant, I immediately after that, I take a bunch of supplements that we sell in order to detox. You know, everything from vitamin C to our vitamin E and others, and broccoli sprout powder, things like that. I'm always detoxing, especially if I eat a restaurant food meal or whatever, you know. So follow that and you'll be okay. But for those people who don't know what's going on, and who are just going out to the hardware store and buying a bunch of glyphosate and getting it all over their hands and everything, yeah, they're probably going to die of cancer. And that's all by design, because it's all part of depopulation pushed by our government, including the Trump administration, including the EPA, including the agricultural industry, including the chemical manufacturers and so on. These are weapons that were grandfathered in, the research was, by Nazi scientists. It's all a holocaust against humanity. So don't eat glyphosate if you want to live, basically. All right, thanks for listening. You can catch more of my work at brightvideos.com and naturalnews.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Your body deserves high-quality vitamin C. Groovy Bee delivers pure, highly bioavailable, non-GMO ascorbic acid you can trust. Feel the difference. Available now at healthrangerstore.com.